Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain, Matt Bruce, for tomorrow, Thursday, tonight, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, our police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for helping to keep America rolling along, especially over-the-road truck drivers. And let's not forget our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the mail post offices. And, of course, we also have to thank with great respect our suicide jockeys who keep bringing in the gasoline and the diesel so we can drive back and forth, get to work, and whatever. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Facebook at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. On top of the mountain, in her living room, I think, it's Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did I get it right?
Close enough.
Okay, good. Okay, because I figured you were looking out the window, because you got a great view from being up there in the mountaintop. But anyway, want to talk about day number 56 and a live update coming from the Ukraine. Now, I don't think these numbers are right. But the UN is reporting that the UN casualties surpassed the 5,000 mark. We heard the other day that in Mariupol, the civilian count there was probably going to be more like 10,000 plus.
Well, we don't know what the number is, and I don't know where the United Nations is getting their numbers, so you'd have to be, you know, sourcing that one pretty carefully, but
I think it's low.
Sounds like it to me. I mean, from the Donbas region to the Mariupol region to the Bucha region to, you know, several other locations in and around the capital and whatnot. So, yeah, it sounds low to me. But with that, it's important to understand the steel spine that Ukraine has. I mean, to still be standing at day 57, day 58 against what they have faced is really a remarkable situation here. Even with the delay and the bureaucracy of having weapons and military assets, fighting assets, shipped to them. It's really quite the deal. And you know, Russia has these, Putin has deployed these, hit squads.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they have, we don't have an idea of how that has proven to be effective. But I will tell you what's pretty interesting here is the number of fighters that Putin called in from Syria and Libya. It's remarkable to me that, and then the other thing, a handful of Chechens and so forth and so on, but to have to call in fighters from Syria and Libya, I can't, that's telling me something, and I can't figure out what it's telling me. Is that, I don't know if that's desperation or if that's so purposeful because, you know, the Russian citizens, the Russian men won't, fight, or they're, evading conscription or something. I can't figure out what that's really telling me. But it, there's something there that I'm missing, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't heard a lot about the Russian Navy assets in the Black Sea that were all lined up essentially facing Odessa. I'm a little surprised that there's not a lot that we're hearing about what those ships were there for. So there's some piece parts here I'm confused about. But anyway, it's not hard to confuse me, I suppose.
Well, looky here. In recent months, the left is losing its grip on mission messaging, and they seem to be losing their minds in the process. Now, we're currently witnessing a shift in the power structure in our culture, one that's paradoxically seen in brash reactions, but at the same time reveals a subtle trade-off. And it appears that as if we are starting to get control of the narrative when it comes to the very liberal mainstream media and some of their hacks that are out there trying to put false information out there. Again, they've been doing it all the time. And, of course, you know, they're rendering their own opinions without facts. You know, we try to be very careful about that here on the show because everything that we mention, we trust but verify. And a lot of the information I get about the military comes from our military intelligence. That's where I'm getting it, the reports that I can see.
When you have some, I mean, even Obama said it when he was leaving the White House in his, what, a week or so ago, he was asked a question about messaging. He said, develop a message and then sell it. So he's telling him you got it all wrong.
Okay, hold that thought. And good morning to you, David. And David, have yourself another cup of coffee. You need one. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. Appreciate that very much. And don't forget, you can catch Kyle earlier in the program here six nights a week. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at GEICO, GEICO Insurance. GEICO's been saving people money for going on 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers and growing, and I'm one of them. Now, your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for just about anything and everything you own. You can go to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and get a coverage and find out what the rate would be for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can do all that, too. And don't forget, the cheapest way to buy automobile insurance is to bundle it with your homeowners, renters, or condo insurance policies. You'll save a bunch of money that way. So get a hold of them. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. Check it out. Find out for yourself what they can do for you. And I'd be willing to bet you they could probably save you some money that you hadn't even been thinking about for a while. Maybe you could use that money to, I don't know, go on vacation, whatever. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is undoubtedly one of the worst mayors in America, second perhaps only to the mayors of New York City in recent past history. The mayor, Eric Adams, the jury's out on him so far. Don't know what's going to happen there. But the woke Democrat in Chicago has unquestionably made Chicago a worse place to live for the iconic city's residents, and has done such a poor job of managing the Windy City in so many fronts, like, for example, education, violent crime, business, law enforcement, the coronavirus pandemic, etc. and pretty much nobody likes her, including members of her own party on her city council that have challenged her almost every time she opens her mouth.
Well, all those reasons that you just listed are all the exact same reasons that the Biden administration is essentially failing, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, she's not alone. You know, we endured what de Blasio did in New York. And I don't think Eric Adams is off on the right foot in New York as a replacement by a long stretch. But you have really the same kind of problems in San Francisco, L.A. You can look at Seattle and Portland and, I mean, but I think who's escaping some kind of blame here are all these governors.
Mm-hmm.
Illinois, New York, California.
Yep.
Because they have the ability to call in their respective mayors and have some real kumbaya moments, and they're not doing that, mm-hmm. which is, to me, absolutely remarkable because, you know, Illinois as a state is failing because their biggest city is failing.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing, I mean, if you take a long, long look at what's happening in the biggest cities in California, you know, it's a third world country out there. I mean, it's lawless, it's reckless, it's a collapse of civil society, and that's really what is happening in these big Democrat-run cities. But it also is an infection. It doesn't stay there. It mm-hmm. moves to other places. And I think that, you know, that therein lies the problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, you won't get any argument from me on that one. So, yeah. And I'll tell you what, when it comes to all of this, it's just, it's mind-boggling. I mean, you can go 75 different directions because the big blue cities are the ones that continually are having problems. Just every time they solve a problem, if they do, the next problem comes back. It's 10 times worse.
Well, you know, where's the leadership coming out of Washington, D.C.? Where's the leadership coming out of the Democrat Party? Where's the leadership coming out of the White House or the Department of Justice? You know, the Department of Justice doesn't have dominion, real dominion over these cities.
Mm-hmm.
But they can pick up the phone and have some interesting conversations, not only with the mayors, but their district attorneys, and saying, look, you know, we have the ability to cut you off with all the funding until you get your house in order, or you need to get your house in order, and we're going to give you X number of days to get your house in order, or we're going to cut off your funding. I mean, there's some things, there's some pressure that can be put on these cities, because as I said, it's an infection and it's contagious. And I don't see any kind of real pressure being put on the Lori Lightfoots of the world,
mm-hmm.
And that should absolutely happen.
Okay, well, I've got an email message here from Atlanta, from one of our listeners in Atlanta, Reggie. He's listening to us on AM 920, The Answer, right now. He says, Captain, last hour you talked with your guest about the problems going on with Raphael Warnock up here and the information from his wife, the divorce and all that stuff. What does Denise feel about that? What do you feel about what you're hearing about Warnock up there going through this legal case?
Well, he's got a handful of other things that he's necessarily facing, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that he's getting enough negative press, and he deserves it. Furthermore, I would say that, you know, as a senator, he is also not working. I haven't seen him be productive in any form or fashion for the state, especially Atlanta. You know, another city that you can add into to those, like Chicago and, you know, the rest of them. I watched a pretty awful video last night where a guy walked up to another man and shot him in the back of the head.
Yeah.
Two other people walked by the body, robbed the dead body on the ground. Two other people walked by, did nothing. And so there's complete indifference on the street. I mean, and it happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So where's Warnock on that? Is he reading the local newspaper? Atlanta, you know, it was my home for a long time. My son just moved from there. After being there all of his life. Mm. It's a sad situation, and I don't see Warnock doing a thing. You know, we can talk about his personal troubles and his political troubles.
Mm-hmm.
But you add all that, and he's not a value, he's not an asset by a long stretch.
No, and we've got Bagamon Bob on the phone here, so we'll take his question. Okay, Bagamon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, as far as these cities go, only one thing's going to stop it. A good dose of stop and frisk, lots of cops on the beat, and damn near martial law. And that's the way it's going to have to be. The federal government is going to have to step in. There's just no other way.
All right,
and
well,
the other thing I wanted to go ahead. About was that as far as the guns that fire these atomic artillery shells, I looked it up on the Internet. They fire a shell that produces about 72 tons of TNT. In other words, a very low-yield atomic weapon. But the problem is once you start down that road of escalation, at what point do you stop? In other words, they could or it could be a little bigger, whatever. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right. Well, what do you think about what you said about the cities?
I mean, it sounds good on paper, but it's never going to happen. So.
No, not martial law. Mm-mm.
No. It's not. I mean, nobody has the guts. Mm-hmm. They just don't have the guts. I watched the two-part special last night. I've been meaning to do it, but I finally sat down last night and watched a two-part special on Fox Nation about the suicide of Los Angeles because of the DA, Gascon.
Yep.
What a sad, and I was thinking about the last time I was in L.A., and it was kind of going south then, and that was a long time ago, 20-some-odd years ago, maybe longer. It's sad. It's hurtful. It's pathetic.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that again tonight with other things, I'm sure. They'll come along during the daytime, so you have yourself a great time up there on the mountaintop. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, and I will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News.
The U.S. Justice Department is filing an appeal which hopes to overturn a judge's order that voided the federal travel mask mandate. The notice came minutes after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention asked the Justice Department to appeal the decision handed down by a federal judge in Florida earlier this week. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is raising concerns about President Joe Biden's formal commission of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court. She will replace Justice Stephen Breyer when he retires in June. McConnell said the Biden administration is, quote, continuing to erode norms and our institutions, unquote. The president formally signed the commission papers appointing Jackson to the Supreme Court earlier this month, though Breyer remains on the bench. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with
now,
Captain Matt
it's
Bruce.
It's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, our military and veterans news segment right here. We have a special guest today. We'll get to her in just a minute. But the segment is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. NAA.edu is their website. You can give them a call at 800-659-2080 for more. And you want to hear about them? We'll tell you about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you, where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. And guess what? Guess what? Guess what? You can take the tour at either one of those campuses. All you got to do is call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. It's a very high-paying, in-demand job, and you'll be able to get a job just about anywhere in the world where there's aircraft. Think about that for a minute. NAA.edu is the website, NAA.edu. Go over there, check them out, sort them out, see what they're all about, and give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. All right, well, joining us live, and we're going to do a live segment. We did this a few weeks ago. We've got back on the program our friend Annie Okerlund. She is a certified yoga instructor. Actually, you're a master at your trade. Are you not there, Annie?
Good morning, Captain Matt. I like to think so, but we do the best we can whenever we practice yoga. So thank you. I will take that name.
Well, yeah, because, you know, you're definitely a very seasoned professional at what you do. And what you're doing to help the military as well as first responders is something that's extremely admirable and something that our audience needs to hear about because we have so many military and first responders that are listening to us right now. So, first of all, tell us what it is you do when it comes to what it is you do with the yoga.
Yes. I do adaptive yoga and meditation specifically for military and first responders, specifically traumatically injured service members. I started at Walter Reed Army Medical Center in 2006 after I had been teaching yoga for 7 years.
Mm. And God bless you for doing that because I've seen some of those guys and, you know, they kind of sit in a corner and at one time there was nothing they could really do. But you people like yourself have come along and you've given them hope and a way to be able to work themselves out of the problems that they've had. Now, do you have to be flexible to do yoga? Because a lot of people aren't very flexible, or at least they don't think they are.
Absolutely not. That's actually why we go to yoga, is to get more flexible. And especially when especially over these last few years, when we're sitting a lot or in cramped spaces like our first responders are sometimes, our military are, and weird spaces, tight spaces, it's really important for the body to be able to open back out again. So keeping ourselves flexible helps us reduce pain, inflammation, helps us keep active in the ways that we want to. So that's why we go to yoga, so that we maintain our flexibility, our joint health, all of that good stuff.
Now, Annie, of course, with what she does, you have a website, correct?
I do, exaltedwarrior.com.
And that's exaltedwarrior.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to write that down here because I had something different, but that's okay. All right.
No problem.
Yeah, very good. No, I had that. The thing started with Y, but I wasn't going to mention that. That's why I asked. Because I thought you were doing something a little different. All right. Well, how did you start working in military settings?
Interestingly enough, my first yoga student ever that filled out my paperwork in 1999 when I opened my yoga studio here in Tampa turned out to be a Rear Admiral, Navy SEAL, head of Homeland Security for SOCOM, Admiral Tom Steffens.
Mm-hmm.
And he was needing to rehab after a bicep injury. And his doctor said, you need a bit more flexibility in that muscle and to help strengthen back up again. Why don't you look at doing yoga? And he was like, I do not do yoga. This is crazy. But anyway, he started. He didn't want to admit it, at least. And he started coming to the yoga studio, and we would do these very, very long practices. And then that started in 1999. And then in 2006, he was at Walter Reed Army Medical Center when it was still in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And he was checking in on an injured SEAL in the amputee department in the physical therapy ward there. And he called me afterwards and said this was one of the most amazing places I've ever been. He witnessed young men and a few women walking again for the second time and the reality of what that really brings when you're an amputee and learning, you know, to get your independence back to be able to walk again. And he said, I think we could do something. So we went through all the proper channels. We went to the command surgeon. He was an old dive buddy of the admiral's. We went to the head of physical therapy at Walter Reed, and I started out flying up every 4 to 6 weeks to visit, and I started working with the staff first. They were really stressed. We were seeing a lot of amputations at that point, and what happened was I just started working with staff and then got to work one-on-one with the service members and then their families, and it was extraordinary, and we all learned a lot, and so I came back to Tampa, which was my home base,
mm-hmm.
and started trying to get into the James A. Haley VA, where we've had a yoga program there since 2009.
Now, if anyone wants to call and ask Annie a question, the number is 877-969-8600. Doesn't matter where you're at, 877-969-8600. Anywhere in the country, you can give us a call and ask Annie a question, because she actually has traveled the country, correct?
Yes.
And you have connections in other parts of the country, correct?
Absolutely.
So you could help somebody out, say, that might be listening in Seattle or Denver or Portland or whatever.
Exactly. We also have live Zoom classes that all people need to do is go to the website, exaltedwarrior.com, and they can sign up for these free yoga classes that we provide weekly. We also have loads of recordings of meditation, some YouTube videos for students to practice with. And anything and everything about yoga can be adapted, which is really, really wonderful. So any injury state can participate.
Well, let me ask you a question. How often should somebody, once they get started, do the yoga?
As often as they can. For example, I have people who practice whenever they feel stressed out. And some days we feel stressed out a lot. So a breathing technique could technically be considered yoga.
Mm-hmm.
So harnessing your breath to not be angry at the jerk that pulled in front of you in traffic. Big deep breath, slow it down, maybe count for a few moments just to slow your exhale down. Sometimes that's yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that ultimately we can harness it wherever and whenever we are. But most people practice a couple times a week, once a day. You know, it's completely up to your schedule and what you can fit in. And ultimately, the more you do it, your body starts saying, oh, wow, thank you. I will do that stretch before I go to bed, mm-hmm. or I will do this before I play golf today.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got about a minute left here, so I want to give you an opportunity to tell everybody how they can make contact with you or with your group, wherever you might happen to want to see you at, because you're flexible. You move.
In many ways, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We are available, as I said, on our website, exaltedwarrior.com. We have local to the Tampa Bay area, several classes in person again. We have a community adaptive yoga class. We have live flow yoga classes, which are a more gentle beginner style. And then we have all of our online Zoom practices. We have six of those a week and a wonderful community of veterans from all over the country to join in on those calls. And all you have to do is sign up on our website at exaltedwarrior.com. We ask a few questions, and then I send out links every week. They go out usually Thursday afternoon, and people join in from all over.
Well, that sounds pretty simple. So we know that you should do this as often as you can. Now, I know there's a truck driver listening right now named Eric, and last night he was in zero visibility fog. And somebody pulled a stunt in front of him in a car, and he came out, and the car came out of nowhere and almost got run over by Eric's truck, but Eric was able to save his truck, thank goodness, and not hit the car. But you know how people do stupid things in zero visibility fog, right?
Yeah.
So terrible. he might be doing yoga as we speak. All right.
Once he's got his nervous system calmed down, I hope you're okay there.
Well, Andy, thank you very much for coming on the program. ExaltedWarrior.com. ExaltedWarrior.com. Go over there and sign up for the program or sign up to get more information. And Andy, I look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Thanks so much, Captain Matt.
Thank you. You take care now. Okay. And again, that's our friend Annie Okerlund from ExaltedWarrior.com. I'll be right back with Chris Markowski.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Thank you very much, Kathy. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss MAUS Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has had a more new rigid body, plus a double wishbone suspension and a 345-horsepower engine put under the hood added to it. Some amazing creature comforts also. And I'll tell you what makes this really good is the fact that your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care that gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And they honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save package for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, located in the North Florida Avenue area, just right next to Moss Nissan. And, of course, you can find them online at mossacura.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, and they're 30 minutes north of downtown St. Pete, 20 minutes north of downtown Tampa. That's mossacura.com. All right, and the Watchdog on Wall Street is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, and I hope you're doing the same. Listen, I got a question for you, and I've been waiting to ask this question all night long. You ready?
Okay.
The Fed has something called the Beige Book, which they're saying sees no sign of high Bidenflation fading, which means we're going to have that for a while, which isn't pretty. What is the Beige Book?
It's basically a breakdown of all of their information that they're compile and what they see. That actually might be good news because the Fed is often wrong. So for all we know, that, you know, maybe that prediction will go in the opposite direction, hopefully. But that is the Federal Reserve. That is a nonsense that they put out. I mean, they've been wrong on a regular basis. Again, people still continue to look to the Fed, and I'm still trying to figure out why.
Well, you and me both, because they're wrong more than they're right.
Yeah, and again, it was just less than a year ago they were telling us that inflation was transitory, it's going to be fine, 2% in 2022 into 2023, everything is awesome. They've got their myriad of different models and crap that they put out there, which are just, they're useless, quite frankly.
Hmm. Now, you know that if you're going to fly an airplane, supposedly you don't need to wear a mask, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, we'll see if that lasts. Who knows what judge he'll get next.
Delta Airlines, this is the story, I'm going to read it verbatim so nobody gets confused here. Delta will maintain mask non-compliance, no flight list, even after mandate lifts.
I don't know if they're pandering to the administration or what. I don't understand the point behind doing that. I try to get as many customers as I possibly could. At some point in time, we're going to have to kind of, move on, when it comes to all of this. I mean, it's difficult. You think back over the whole COVID experience and, I was thinking about it yesterday, the ridiculous things that the government was forcing us to do at the time. And I'm just like, at the time I knew it was stupid. It was frustrating then. You think back at it and it's almost like, it was almost surreal to some degree. At some point, we have to move on.
Well, I go back to March, and back in March, this little guy right here, this little weasel, had this to say to the country. Here we go, I think. Yep, here we go.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it, because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask, and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are...
Now, that also comes in line with something else called natural immunity, which up until this week we've been told, well, that doesn't really help, it doesn't really work. And now we found out that they knew all the time that natural immunity was equal to getting a booster shot.
Well, yeah, and not only that, I mean, there's a great piece out the other day that talking about mask mandates and all these things that they put down, and they compared countries that did mask mandates and states that had mask mandates, in a myriad of different ways. It made no difference. It made no difference whatsoever whether you had a mask on or whether you didn't have a mask on. And those are just the numbers. So, again, I mean, it's a respiratory disease. There's no way you're going to go ahead and stop it, especially after, you saw how quickly Omicron could spread. It's just you're not going to do it. Now all of these areas that tried their zero COVID policy, they're getting hit with this stuff. Now, you go back and you can look at all these newspaper stories about the countries that supposedly did it right. Oh, they're wonderful. Look at their mask policy. It was all BS, every single bit of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Senate yesterday in Florida passed the S4C bill, which is the legislation that would dissolve the Reedy Creek Improvement District, otherwise known as the Special Tax and Governing Jurisdiction Tax. It now goes over to the House, the legislature. It is going to get passed there, and Governor DeSantis is going to sign it. And I'll tell you what, Disney is going to lose their special deference that they were getting because of their attitude and the way they acted about things. And I say to that, it's about time.
Well, I don't know the ins and outs of the politics around, that area of the state. And I mean, there's been some some stating that, you know, this, it saves Disney tens of millions of dollars a year. Basically, obviously makes it much easier for them to, you know, to build and do whatever they want outside of, normal government regulations. This would change that. We'll see. I mean, the one thing that I saw in there, and I'm not sure if it's correct or not, is some of the bond liability may go on some of the citizens on some of those counties. I don't know if that's the case or what exactly that means.
Well, I haven't seen anything to that effect yet, so I'm waiting, and I'll know when you know, I guess, or you'll know when I know or whatever, because I've been watching it. Maybe the House will have this data, the state legislature will have this out there in better detail.
Yeah, I'm sure that they're going to look over it. They obviously don't want to be costing the citizens in and around that area any more money. You don't want to increase any of their tax liability or debt.
Mm-hmm. Now, we all know that we're having problems with the auto industry here, trying to get cars and chips and parts and a few other things. But over in Europe, car sales have plunged there 20% last month, 20%. And shortages are everywhere. In lieu of Russia's invasion of the Ukraine.
Well, also, I mean, you got to talk about inflationary pressures. I mean, people are, you're going to hold off on making major purchases when you see the price of fuel over there is the equivalent of $10 a gallon.
Correct.
So, you know, they're hit with inflation in other ways, than we are. I would assume that a lot of these major purchases because of this have been put on hold by a lot of citizens.
Well, we can solve our problem here very quickly. Drill, baby, drill.
Well, there's no doubt about that.
Yep.
That's always been the smart thing to do is take advantage of what we have here. And it's gonna be more than that. You know, I've spent some time over the past couple weeks, and I'm definitely spent some time this weekend on my program going over just how dysfunctional our energy and development policy is here in this country.
It is now, but it wasn't.
I'm talking not just, I'm talking mining as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, you want cars, we don't have enough mines, we don't have enough materials to do all of the things that these people are calling for. It's classic putting the cart before the horse.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've been doing that for years, as we well know, but when it comes to oil, Donald Trump had it right. Nobody can argue the fact that he didn't. He had it right. And when I was paying $1.87 a gallon the day we had the election in 2020, you know, and when he took office, it was up over $2 a gallon. Our fuel had already reacted to having the Democrat come in, and now we're up to, Kyle Warren just told me he paid $5.99 a gallon in California.
Oh, it's up there. And you know what the funny thing is that, you know, they just got enforced some further regulations that's going to make any sort of infrastructure build-out even more difficult.
Unbelievable. All right, Mr. Chris, I will talk to you tomorrow. You have yourself a great day and stay warm.
You've got to have a good one.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street up there in New York, where it's a little bit chilly this morning, but I'm sure that he'll get that all resolved because he's a hockey player and a lacrosse player. He'll go out and get warmed up real quick. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.